Hello, thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Helpline. My name is Harold. May I ask the name of the person you're transferring?
Yes, Anisha Stevenson, and phone number 314-766-3646.
Thank you.
All right, Anisha, he's going to take care of you from here, okay? Good luck to
Okay,
you.
thank you.
Hello, Anisha. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. I'm a little bit under the weather. I got a bad cold.
Oh, wow. How long you been having that cold for?
I had strep throat. I've been having it for like the last maybe 5 days, as a matter of fact, maybe 4 or 5.
Wow. I'm sorry to hear that. Have you gotten checked out at all, or you been taking any medications or
I've just
anything?
been taking a little medicine at home, just third flu, cough drops and stuff like that.
Gotcha. Well, I'll try to make this quick for you, that way you don't have to talk too much. My name is Harold, and I'll be able to assist you. Now, I do gotta let you know we are on a recorded line just for quality assurance purposes. And I do wanna ask you, have you found an attorney to already help you file the claim?
No.
No. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any documents?
Yes.
Okay. And would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit?
Yes.
And let me ask you, have you used any hair straightening chemicals within the last 20 years?
Within the last how long?
20 years?
Yes, with the perm. Yes, I have the soft and beautiful perm, but other relaxer, but other than that, I haven't been using anything.
Okay. And were you ever diagnosed with endometrial cancer, uterine, or ovarian cancer?
Yes, I have. Yes, I was diagnosed with ovarian cancer.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Was one of the worst times of my life.
Can I ask you, when were you diagnosed with ovarian cancer?
July 15th, 2023.
July 15, 2023. Okay. And what state are you currently in?
St. Louis, Missouri.
Missouri. And do you remember the doctor who diagnosed you?
Yes.
What doctor was
Her
that?
name is Adrian. I don't know if I'll be pronouncing her name or his H man. HAGEMANN. H man.
Okay. And what hospital was that at? Where did she work at?
Missouri Baptist.
Missouri Baptist.
Yes.
Okay. Is that the one at the 3015 North Ballast Road in St. Louis, Missouri?
St. Louis, yeah. 3015 North Ballast Road, St. Louis, Missouri. Yes. Yes, sir.
Perfect.
6-3-1-3-1.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
I'm sorry.
No worries, you're fine. And can I ask you, did you use hair relaxer more than 4 times in a year?
Yes.
Okay. On average, how many times do you think you used it per year prior to you being diagnosed?
Probably like, let me maybe. It could be like over probably what a year, probably 2 months. Oh my God, I really maybe like about maybe 10 times or so.
Okay, about 10 times or so.
Yes, I'm just estimating, so it's.
And that's completely fine. Thank you so much. And now you are a resident of the United States, correct?
Yes.
And now, when is your date of birth?
10/27/1989.
And were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
No. And do you have any other friends, loved ones who also use the hair relaxer?
I know for sure. I know me and my sister, she used to use it all the time too. My sister used to use it all the time.
Well, you know, if God forbid, you know, she was diagnosed with something as well. You know, she was.
Okay, I'm not sure because she is like my sister on my dad's side, so we really don't talk a lot.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay. And then did you only use it in Missouri?
Yes.
And then when would you say you started? What year?
Around 2008.
And was that all the way up until 2023 when you got diagnosed, or when did you stop?
I stopped using it around like July 2023.
Okay, 2023 July. Gotcha. Okay. And then were you using it weekly, monthly?
I was using it monthly.
Monthly. Okay. And so you used it from 2008?
I was using it like once every 2 months or something like that.
Once every 2 months? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Okay. So you used it for about 15 years consecutively before you were diagnosed?
Yes.
Okay. Alrighty. And then did you use it at home, or was it at a salon, or?
At home.
At home. And we're almost done here. You said you used Soft and Beautiful, is that correct? Okay. And then did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product? So did your were you diagnosed with cancer 2 or more years after you first started to use the product regularly?
After I was using it for a while.
Okay.
When I got diagnosed, yes.
When you got diagnosed, okay. Alrighty. And then what type of treatment did you receive?
He gave me chemo. I was receiving chemo and radiation and pain medicine. They was giving me morphine.
And was that at the same hospital, the Mississippi or
yes.
the Missouri one? Okay.
Yes.
The same one. Okay. Baptist, give me one moment here.
I'm so sorry about this cold.
It's okay.
Coughing.
You're fine.
I didn't want to keep pressing mute.
You're fine. And we're almost done here, so you know, no worries. And then, could I do you have a date that you were treated? Do you remember when you were treated?
Yeah. I was treated for in about July, around like July 16th of 2023.
Okay. And then could you go ahead and confirm your gender for me?
I'm a female.
And then you spell your name O-N-E-A-S-H-A.
Last name Stevenson, Steveenson.
Thank you. And then can I go ahead and get your social as well?
Yes, 494-023074.
Okay. And then your email address, StevensonOnisha@gmail.com.
Yes.
Your phone number, 314-766-3646.
Yes.
And then what's your property address?
4243 Ashwick Terrace, St. Louis, Missouri, 63128.
And then that's in St. Louis County?
Yes, St. Louis, Missouri. Uh-huh.
Perfect. And then do you have a copy of your medical records?
No, I don't, but the hospital do.
Okay, perfect. Okay, and now I do request an emergency contact. God forbid something happens to you. We want to make sure someone in your family receives this money. Who would you like to put down as your emergency contact?
My emergency contact will be my brother, O'Neal, O-N-E-A-L. Last name Stevenson, Steven Son. His phone number is, hold on one second, phone number is 314-224-8252.
Thank you so much. All righty. Now, I do just want to go ahead and verify that my spelling and my dates are correct before I send this over to you. So let me go ahead and just reiterate and re-go over everything just to make sure everything, you know, is smooth. Now, I do just want to let you know one more time, we are on a recorded line for quality assurance purposes, and you do want to participate in this lawsuit, correct?
Yeah.
And now you were diagnosed with cancer after using, you were diagnosed with ovarian cancer after using the hair relaxer. You were diagnosed in 2023. You were seen by, I believe it's Dr. Hogman. That's at the 3015 North Ballas Road in St. Louis, Missouri, 631-63131. And now you were diagnosed and you were seen in Missouri. You did use hair relaxer 4 more times in a single year. You did use it about 10 times estimated per year prior to being diagnosed. You are a resident of the United States. Your date of birth is 10/27/89. You were not diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome. You started using it in 2008, stopped in 2023. Used it monthly. You used it for about 15 years consecutively as well. You used it at home. You used the Soft and Beautiful. You did have a 2-year or more latency period between when you first started and when you were diagnosed. Your treatment date roughly was 2023 June or July, excuse me, 2023. And that was still at the Missouri Baptist Hospital, same hospital. You spell your name O-N-E-A-S-H-A, last name S-T-E-V-E-N-S-O-N. Your social 494-02-3074. Email address is lastnamefirstname@gmail.com. Phone number 314-766-3646. Your property address 4243 Ashwood Terrace, St. Louis, Missouri, 63128. And then the hospital has your medical records. You do not have the medical records at the moment. Then we have your brother, O'Neill, 314-224-8252, as the emergency contact. Did that all sound correct to you?
Yes.
Alrighty. Perfect. Are you familiar with DocuSign?
Oh, yeah.
Perfect. So I sent you over DocuSign now. Okay. So basically this allows us to go ahead and work on your behalf, and, you know, basically kind of get everything started for you. So it just went to your, it went to your email, and then it also went to, your text message. So whatever is easier for you to go ahead and enter it in, you can go ahead and do that. Okay.
I agree. And continue.
Mm-hmm. So you want to continue and basically agree to like the text messages and everything like that.
Okay.
Then I'm going to send you a text message as well.
Okay, I finished all the documents that you sent.
Perfect. I just got them back, so thank you for that. And so the law firm you're working with, they're called Pulaski Law Group. Okay, so they're based out of Texas. And then I'm going to send you their information. So what's going to happen in these next couple of days, I'll be able to send these over to the law firm. The law firm will then take a look at them, make sure they fit within the criteria. Okay, and so during that call, they're going to call you. So they'll call you in 7 business days, within 7 business days. They're going to call you from this number that I am going to text you. And so basically during that call.
Is your name Harold King or
that's
something
me.
Like that?
Mm-hmm. That's me. Mm-hmm. And so that number, I sent you that text message. That's my direct line, so you can go ahead and save me and the firm. And then I just sent you Pulaski's information. That's the law group. So they'll call you from that 909 number, basically to verify this information one last time. And then from that point on, once you speak to that law firm, you speak to that attorney, you'll then have legal representation. Okay.
Okay.
And so they're going to call you within 7 days. So within the week, they'll probably call you and, you know, make sure, you know, they're going to do that verification call. Okay.
Okay.
All righty.
You said the okay. Just the verification call. Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And so if you have any questions for me, that 949 number that you receive those text messages on, that's my direct line, okay? So you can call me, you can text me. I'm here 8 to 5, Monday through Friday. So you can always call me, text me, kind of, you know, if you ever need anything, okay?
Thank you so much.
No problem. No problem at all. And if they don't call you within, you know, 7 days, I'll give you a call, just kind of get you over there, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much. Of course. Yeah. You have a blessed rest of your day, okay?
Me too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.